One more nigga. I wanted to someone to sing this nigga in all Purim, okay? Like we have to, we're gonna be saying it a few times, we'll get it even stronger. Let's try to now sing this nigga, okay? You know, if I go higher, maybe. A wiping out of all the Nazis that are around us, Bezrat Hashem. Yimach Shemam, and the rise of pure, holy Yiddishkeit like never before. Amen. Right, so I want to have in mind, Dov's daughter is going, when is she going in?
Wednesday.
Going to the Tzva Hagana Israel this coming week as a lochemet.
Avigail Naomi.
Avigail Naomi Bat, Rivka Miriam, and Dov Yeshua. Hashem yishmur tzitavua me'ata ve'ad olam b'ezrat Hashem.
Amen.
Are there any more? Did you guys remember to bring the svarim that you got last week? No? Huh? I don't know who was even handling
Toby,
it.
Toby, speak to Toby.
Are there any more? I don't know where they are. I have a few copies here, but... so whoever wants to look, however, just keep it here. If you, I mean, unless you really want to have it every day at your house, but you can keep it here. There's some pages here. What daf is it? Pechet. Okay.
What is it?
Pechet. We're doing a small, tiny piece here on Shabbos Zohar. Now, I have to share with you an incredible, heartbreaking phone call that I got a few days after Simchas Torah to really understand, for me at least, understand this piece. A few days after Simchas Torah this year, it's Pechet. Someone from the Kehillah called me and begged of me. He begged of me. He said, please, please tell everyone that everyone should have a child. Everyone should have children. Everyone should have more children. And he was crying. He was saying that. I said, please. See, by us, when one or two Yidden are killed at a young age, so the line and the ribui of Am Yisrael is expressed so much more than if, you know, no one should die. No one. I mean, a lot of people should, Be'ezrat Hashem, their tikkun should be mamash by the sword, yimach shemam, but no normal people, they shouldn't die. But when they do, from their nation, so it's not like that the nation itself, you know, really you could sense it gets smaller, right? And there's a pgiya yishira. But Yidden, when a Yid is killed, a Yid dies before he brought a family into the world, like it really, really affects us tremendously. How many? What are the numbers? How many Yidden have been killed since Simchas Torah?
1,500 or more.
250 soldiers.
Yeah. Total.
And all the piguim in between. Even if the number was 3, it doesn't matter. But what I'm saying is that the line of Am Yisrael, the line of Am Yisrael, has definitely gotten much smaller. Right? The line. And Be'ezer Hashem will be many, many more babies, healthy, holy babies. Just a plug for anyone that wants to join Machon Zimra Ta'aretz. Every single person in the Machon either gave birth or is pregnant right now. So Zgula, if you want to get any Sfaradish HaChevet to come join the Machon, it's a Zgula B'duka. But that's a real thing. And when on Shabbos Zachar, when we say Zachor Tashar Asanacha Amalek, so one of the things you have to realize is that what is one of the inyanim of Zechira that Rav Biderman is going to be pointing out over here is that remember that he made you smaller. Remember that he made you smaller. Remember that he messed with your numbers, literally just your numbers. Yes, we have all the Torahs about, you know, Amalek comes and he injects, infuses you with suffix, with doubt and all those things. Nachon, causes a nachon. But there's also the tachlis. The tachlis is that Kimat 2,000 Yidden were killed. That means, and we're not talking about, you know, 80, only 80-year-olds, Hashem Yirachem. We're talking about 3-year-olds, 10 months old, 5 years old, 17 years old, and many, many 18, 19, 20, 21 years old. Zachoret Asher Asanacha Amalek. They made your numbers much smaller. So this Yid called me, and his mamish, he was crying. He said, please, can you please go out and tell everyone in the Keilah that whoever can to bring more children to the world? And I was so, you know, that first week was basically, if you remember it, Zachor, Tashe Asarach HaMalek, you couldn't really do anything other than work on deep breathing, showing your kids that everything's okay, right? While inside in your heart, you're bawling, you're crying your eyes out. So there's so much emes to what that Yidla said to me. And we should be blessed to go to many brisen and also go to Simchot Bat this coming year. But he's going to show us that's a real inyan here of what Parsha Zachar is all about. What Parsha Zachar is all about. Shabbos Zachar is all about. I said last night in Shir, and I think it's really Shayach. You know, usually, I really love the way that Purim is coming in this year because I'm sure you feel the same. By laning at night, you're trying to really pretend that you're not thirsty or hungry, and that you don't have a headache. You know, and every, you know, the Rashanim going on, and you're like, oh, it's so cute. And in your mind, you're like, oh, shoot me. This is, you know, how many more Advils could I dream of right now? So this year, the way it is that we have Tainis Esther, Divrei, you know, Divrei Tzomos V'Zaka Asan, right? Betzumo Olai said that that was. And then there's 48 hours of breathing in what the Bechia of Tainis Esther was to bring me, hopefully with more Yishuv Adas and calmly, into, and especially coming out of the Shabbos, going into Mikra Megillah. Same reason, brought down in the Halacha, one of the reasons why we start Slichas, Motzei Shabbos always, B'Motzei Yom Menucha Ki Damnucha Tchila. I forget who says this, but Rasha Weiss has a whole Slicha on this, is that Dafka, we have to start saying I'm sorry with Yishuv Adas. And that can only happen after the Yishuv Adas that comes up from Shabbos. So therefore, if that's true about Slichas, then the way that I'm also approaching the Kiyum of wiping out Amalek is done through a Yishuv Adas of Shabbos, and that's how it is this year. But also Shabbos Zachar this year, you know, comes out after Tainis Esther, right? So it's very interesting. Like we have Shabbos Zachar, and we have this whole Achana into Purim in a different way this year, because the whole Indian of Purim this year has to be brought in a different way, because it has to be, and whether we like it or not, it will be brought in a different way. So let's just learn for a few minutes. You see here, it's very. Oh, Shkoyach.
Oh, no.
If anyone needs a safer, go grab and we'll go by.
Four chairs, too.
L'chol zaro. L'ipoket b'banim u'vnei banim. L'shabes zo efshar liskos l'ipoket b'dvar Yeshua v'rachmin b'banim u'vnei banim oskim b'toro v'mitzvos. This Shabbos is a zgula for having children, to have children that are osik in Torah and mitzvos. וכמו שכוסב הרב הקודש בצלק הכהן מלובלין בספר סחיסה גנלינו בספר דברי סופרים אז הזמן לפעול בקדושה לזרע יעקב הולדס בונים חיים וקמים לעד. It's not just a time to bring children in the world, it's a time to bring children in the world that are chai וקיים לעד. So it's not just, okay, I have a child, it's an inyan of their chiyus. What they bring into the world will be chai וקיים לעד, and no one will have any effect or touch on the Zerah Chazar HaChaya V'Kayama. V'Kach Kibalti. That's what Reb Tzadok says. V'Kach Kibalti. So you know, when Reb Tzadok says, V'Kach Kibalti, who do you think he's speaking about? V'Me HaShilayach. That's always special to remember. V'Kach Kibalti, that means, I have to tell you something very fast. I barely share this with anyone, but it's just mind-blowing. A few days ago, he's not here. Is David Yeshua Ornstein here? He's not here. He was here last night. A few days ago, I'm in the car with him. We were somewhere. And the phone rings. And I don't even answer my phone to people that I know. So I never answer the phone from an unrecognized number. Like, I never. And I have no idea what happened to me. And I said, I answered the phone. Shalom, Rav Katz. I said, Ken. He says, Shalom. Shmi Mordechai Yosef Liner. I said, what? Mordechai Yosef Liner is the name of the Ishbitzer. His name was Mordechai. Mei HaShiloach, Mem Yud, is Mordechai Yosef. Mordechai Yosef Liner. I said to him, I was so caught off guard. Thank God I didn't tell him something like, you know, something really stupid. All I did, a little bit, I said, Ani cholem al Hashem hazeh kol ha'chaim. I said, I'm dreaming about this name my whole life. It's like, and he was then like, what? I'm like, איך אמרתם שקוראים לכם? Like, what did you say your name is? He said, Mordechai Yosef Liner. I said, אני פשוט לא מאמין. And he was a little bit, like, weirded out by me being weirded out. Then he says, אם אפשר בבקשה, אני רוצה לבוא להיפגש עם הרב, מתי אפשר להיפגש? I said to him, אם היית מבקש ממני כל דבר שבעולם, הייתי עושה את זה. אתה מבין את זה, נכון? You'd ask me for anything in the world, I would do it, you understand.
So,
More. Ad kol ha-malchus.
Do you know where his name is from?
So, so we scheduled that I said to him, האמתי, אני פשוט ערב פורים כל השבוע מזה מטורף, אני לא יודע בדיוק מתי אני אהיה בירושלים, אבל מתי שתוכל להגיע, אם אתה רוצה להגיע אלינו לפה, אין שום בעיה, מתי שתגיד לי. So, he says, אני אתקשר אחרי יותר מאוחר. He called me a few hours later, and he says, and again, I just wanted him to, even though I saved his name in my phone under Ishbitz, he called me again like an hour later. He's like, and I said, Shalom, pretending I don't know who it is, just so I could hear him say, זה מרדכי יוסף ליינר. And he said it again. I was like, my God, what is going on over here? Anyway, only in the week of Purim, something like this can happen. Mordechai Yosef Liner is the name of the Me'ah Shiloyach. It's the Ishbitzer Rebbe's name. That's the name. It's his full name. First name and last name. So what ended up happening? He ended up coming here 2 days ago. And I was in the room. I was sitting with Yonatan. And then we had to cut it short because he walked in. And I felt like, I promise you, like, even though we don't have a picture of the Me'ah Shiloyach, we have a picture of like fifth generation Me'ah from the Me'ah Shiloyach. He's Ben Achar Ben, seventh generation, son after son of the Me'ah Shiloyach, this guy. Wow. Ben Achar Ben. I'll say it like this, very fast. The Me'ah Shiloyach is number one. The second one, he had a son, Rabbi Yaakov, the Beis Yaakov. Then the Beis Yaakov had three sons, Sod Yesharim, and one of them was Avram Yeshua Heschel, and then there was another one I forgot. Avram Yeshua Heschel had a son, Rabbi Yerucham. Rabbi Yerucham had a son, Mordechai Yosef. Mordechai Yosef had a son, Yaakov. And Yaakov has a son, Mordechai Yosef. And he's in the whole world of Me'ah Shiloyach, like, not but just because he comes from it. He's in it, he thinks it, he breathes it. It was a mesmerizing hour and a half that I had with him. And we were talking about some like wild, like really, and I asked him so many questions that I've had for all these years, because we don't have that much information about the Ishbitzer. There's one small sefer called Do Yesharim where they go a little bit in the Toldos, but it's not that extensive. I don't know if anyone has it. Eli, do you have it? It's Do Yesharim. It's all the brief history, biographies about the Ishbitzer Radziner, so his grandfather was the Radziner Rebbe. His uncle was the Radziner Rebbe in Borough Park that died a few years ago. And his father now is Kivyachol, you know, the Radziner Ishbitzer Rebbe in Beit Vagan. And he just like emailed me this morning. And it's just every time his name pops up on this, it just cannot be real. It just can't be real. So I cannot wait if he'll ever agree. He's so Nechbel Akelim. I can't imagine he would do it. But to have him come here and do a night, it would just be out of this world. Anyway, I just got so excited because when I thought about the Me'ah Shiloyach, because he says, Vekach kibalti, mistama, you know, there's only really three mamshichim, and they're not even like, it's not even like dugri, rasmi, like official hamshach of the Me'ah Shiloyach, and that is the Beis Yaakov, Reb Leibele Eger, the grandson of Rabbi Akiva Eger, and Reb Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin. Sometimes Reb Tzadok says, Kach shamati mipi mori verabi, and he'll say the Me'ah Shiloyach. Reb Leibele Eger too. But anyway, Reb Tzadok, go back inside. Kach kibalti, v'kach kibalti, ki beparsha zachar shekorin la'amolek timche, when you say the word timche, mistama bigdusha negdo v'ribui v'osafa v'shefa bane. Okay, this goes back to what we learned from Rav Kook. Everyone's very big on wiping out evil. Mazel tov. But you don't really wipe out evil unless you replace evil with good. Remember the Torah that we learned? I'll just say it over very fast again because it's a very important one. When are you over the melacha, and the Lamed Tes Melachos, when are you over the melacha of mochek? If it's just mochek, just to be mochek, it's not considered a gemar melacha. If it's a mochek al minas lichtov, then you're over the actual melacha of mochek, of erasing. So what Reb Kook said, he said this once in the time of Purim, he said, Yidden, where so many people are so big and it's good, they have an inyan to wipe out a molek, but unless you know what you're writing in there instead, then it's not really mechika. So last night I said very clearly, if we're just wiping out these Amalekites from the area of Gaza without then Almenas Lichtov, putting Yidden back there and building up Eretz Yisrael, this is a mechika ba'alma. This is not really it. Kibush, gerush, hityashvut. It's not a complicated sugya at all. We make it so complicated. Amalek makes it complicated. So if we're wiping out, seder. But Rav Tzadok says, since the word says, from the Torah says, timche, The Torah says Timcha. That means, he says, that means that there's space now for Ribui. Like if you're wiping out something, what are you filling it in with? He says that's how we learn Davar Mitoch Davar, that the whole Indian of saying wiping out a Malach is bringing in more Jewish neshamas into the world. Venire bebira davar, Rav Biderman continues, Dine Amar Anovi Yecheskel Amal'a Hachareva. Something, I will fill something that is charev. V'darshu chazal, imelea zu chareva zu. Imelea zu chareva zu. So if you look at the Gemara there in Megillah, basically the sugya there is talking about Kesari ve'Yerushalayim, that one is holy, one is unholy. You can't both, they can't both be full at the same time. The Gemara goes through a sugya, they're explaining how one Inyan is all about like filling something. You cannot, basically, when there's such a holiness in the world, evil doesn't have an achiza. And if there's such evil in the world, Kedusha can't have an achiza either. It's mamish like the Alter Rebbe says in the Tanya about the fight, about the wrestling match with Yaakov and Esav, right? So basically, that's how he bases it on his whole teich over here, Perush.
Maharal writes extensively of...
That's right, in Netzach Yisrael. He writes all about that. Nachon, Nachon.
They can't coexist, but one is up.
One is up is Nibidiyuk. Perush, shelo yitachen sheYaakov veEsav yu shneim berima maila. Rak ze talui beze. Kshezeh kam ze nofel. Ukshezeh nofel ze kam. Lachen, kasher mochim umechalim zicho shel Amalek. Therefore, if that's the truth, then when you wipe out the zera of Amalek, ali deze misra bezera Yisrael, am kodesh. Then through this, Yidden get bigger. Yidden are more. It's just a... It's a muchrach ha-metzius. Dehak she-zeh nofel, zeh kam. U-mimeila yisrabu li-yisrael banim harbe, be-kamos u-ve-echus, chi-yach sunach ha-suruach le-bore kol elamim. And now there should be just a massive, massive opening of gates of banei chaye yizani, revichet, like we spoke about last night, the end of the shir of the story of Reb Chaim Tzanzer. Also about bringing down, opening the gates for anyone that needs child. Now, I know what you're all thinking. What if many of you are done with the parsha of bringing children into the world? How is this shayach to you? You'll see. You'll see in a second what he means. Very important. V'arav HaKadosh Baal Yesod Avoid HaMislonim Zizkus Yagin Aleinu Nasan Zeche LeDavar. Now he says a gewalt thing. He says, well, everything I said right now, the Slonim HaRebbe brings it down so beautifully, you got to look inside. And you got to bring your Sfarim next time. Debifkidas Sara Ksiv. It says in Parshas Vayera, "VaHashem pakad et Sarah." That's the lashon that's used, right? "VeGabei Rachel ksiv vayizkor Elokim es Rachel." So by pkida and zechira. If you want to go into this parsha, look at the Ramchal talking about Maimar Geula. Pkida and zechira. Rav Kook speaks about this as well. "VaLo b'Shabbes zu." We have both languages because in the Torah it says "Zochar es Asher Asa Lecha Amalek." That's zechira. And in the Haftarah, we have Pakadati, Maftirin Pakadati, Es Asher Asalecha Amalek. Both languages that speak about Hashem placing life, bringing new children into the world, is used. We have the language of Pakida, the language of Zechira. Both languages are used in our Shabbos, both in the Parsha that we read, in the Torah, and also in the Haftarah. Ushtei Lishonos Eilu Morin Alafkida Bevanim, Velachain, Reparsha, Beshabbos, Parsha Zachar. Uzmana mesuga la'akoros sheifkedu bezara chaya v'kayama amen ken yirotzon. It should be like this. But this comes down. Now, back to a footnote. Go down to Tzadik Tet. It's not going to be as wild as last week's footnote. Last week's footnote has haunted me all week. Mamash all week. Remember with the kid that goes into the store and sees the sweet nuts?
Yeah.
Look at today's footnote. Tzadik Tes. Bederech tzachus efshar lehosif. So in like a Purim dika... energy we could add on the following. Everyone knows this Shabbos is called Shabbos Zachar. Shabbos Zonikra is Shabbos Zachar, Melishon Zachar. Shabbos Zachar. Why? Amru Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu nolad b'zayin Adar. You see where he's going? Nimtza she'abris mila shelo haisa b'yom ha'shmini da'inu yudalet Adar, Purim. That means Moshe Rabbeinu's bris was Purim, which means that, when was his Shalom Zachar? The Shabbos, the Kosav Harama, שנוהגים לעשות בשבס שלפני המילה שלום זוכר, ולכן נקרא שבס זו, שבס זוכר. זכר לבריסו של מי שלאי המאמנה. So if you needed a little... Basically, what he's saying over here is this is the Shabbos, like Moshe Rabbeinu's bris is Purim. It's born on Zayin Adar. That means this Shabbos is the Shalom Zachar. That's he says probably how it became such a known thing that it's called Shabbos Zachar, same lashon of Zachar. Okay. V'chayotze b'zeh. Now he says this is just unbelievable. Talk about this like children and the coming into the world, and this is unbelievable. V'chayotze b'zeh u'etzel bnei Yisrael b'midbar. כי אמרו שאחרי מתן תורה בזיין סיוון נסעברו כל נשוס ישראל ויולדו זכרים. All the women in Am Yisrael became impregnated right after Shavuos on Zayin Sivan. ולפי החשבון, 9 months later, נולדו בזיין באדר. So they all were born around the time of Zayin Adar. דהסתם עיבור תשע ירחים, because obviously when a normal pregnancy it's 9 months. ואם כן חגגו כל ישראל, that means that there were Shulam Zachars in the whole Am the following year on Shabbat Zachar. Ve'im ken, what's that?
No, I
understood that it's after Milchemet Amalek. Ve'im, nachon. Ve'im ken,
chagig... 6 months.
Huh? No, this is... I'm
talking about other first, not...
The other ones. Ve'im ken, chagig... I'm saying everyone else, all the other people in the Am... ואם כן חגגו כל ישראל בעושה שבס ושמחס השלום זכר שבניהם של נולדו, וזהו שבס זכר. Now, to answer the question of if you guys, if whatever the reason is, you know, you're not having kids, or you're in the Saba and Safta Zach, so okay, what am I going to do with this Torah? Thank you very much. What am I going to do with it? הרי לן שהזמן גרמה בשבס זו שתהיה שמחה שלום זכר. Whether you like it or not, there's something in the air. This man itself of this Shabbos brings out into the world the kedusha of a shalom zachar. Ve'al ken hazman grama lifol b'tfilas v'sachanunim. Therefore, it's the time to daven and beg from HaKadosh Baruch Hu shekol echad yizkeh lehod yitbanim v'bnei banim v'la'as ha'simchas shalom zachar. Ve'gam elu shezika oisam Hashem b'fri baten, and also all those that Hashem has already blessed them with having children, yizku lebanim haholchim b'derech ha'torah v'ayira. That it's also a Shabbos that basically, you know, we're always davening over our children. And so many conversations we've had over the last few months is, you know, I've been asked this question so many times, like, how do I know that my child hasn't become, I don't know what the right word is anymore, there's so many different usage. How do I know my children haven't become so damaged from this tkufa that we're living in? So the answer is you don't know. Like anyone that tells you, no, they're untouched, they're pure. I mean, it's shtuyot. Who knows? I don't know. No one knows. But that's not how we operate. We operate believing that there's zmanim of Eis Ratzon, that the gates are wide open in Shemaim, that no matter what was, there could be right now an answering of a prayer saying, Ribono Shleilam, well, you remember how it was like when we brought our child home from the hospital? Or if it was a home birth from downstairs to upstairs, wherever it was. Remember that first moment we held this piece of you in our arms and we said, this is going to be untouched from anything bad and evil in the world. Remember that? So, Ribono Shleilam, we tried our best even though we failed a lot. But this darkness that they've been now been contaminated with, none of us could have ever dreamed that our children would know of such atrocities. So, Ribono Shleilam, I'm flipping it back to you on Shabbos Zachar and saying, I'm begging you, the ribui oir that needs to happen, keneged the choshech that took place, can only come down from you. It can only be from you. So we're begging you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, amala chareva, that kshezeh kamze nofel, let it be that Amalek and all his shluchim all over the world have a total nefila, and we promise you that we will fill that nefila with light like nothing else, like nothing, like the world has never seen. Hain bebanei b'chayim, hain with bringing children into the world, behain making sure that our children are filled with all the love and light to witness your greatness in the world. We're going to do a ribui of that more and more and more. When's the time to daven for all of this? Shabbos Zohar. Shabbos Zohar, that's Erev Purim. Noch Tanis Esther is even more. This is the Chol HaMoed of Purim we're in right now. Like, it's in, it's stacked. It's all in here, it's all set. For us to take these two paragraphs of Rav Biederman and fill it with our Shabbos like never before. All the ones that are Be'ez HaShem expecting to have a child, it should be B'Shatev Mutzlachas. All those that Be'ez HaShem, the gate should open for those that need, that want to have more children, Yimal HaShem Kol Mishalslim L'Toiva. And all those that are blessed already with children, it should be that you, Mamish, give them a lot of nachas in this world.
Amen.
You heard that?
Amen.
Good Shabbos, good Purim.